everyone. It's Karen Hildebrand with the Crystal Group Rugged Advantage podcast. I hope you're all doing well as we come together for our latest wrap session. In wrap session 3, taking the uncertainty out of cybersecurity, we discussed how Crystal Group is helping customers solve complex cybersecurity challenges with integrated solutions that deliver maximum protection on the inside as well as the outside. So today, Crystal Group Business Development Manager Todd Prouty and Technical Director Mike Flinder are here to expand on that topic with an in-depth look at the Integrated Network Attached Storage, or NAS as we'll refer to it, transit system. Welcome to today's wrap session, Todd and Mike.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Nice to be here.
So let's start with just general transit case integration to start us off. Mike, can you talk us through the general premise of a transit case, what it is, how and where it might be used?
Absolutely. So a transit case is a rugged enclosure, and we integrate servers, networking, storage into that rugged enclosure to make it easily transportable and also to make it easy to set up once it gets to its final destination. So essentially, once it gets there, you can remove the end caps and plug it into a network and plug it into power and power it on, and it's up and running. It's really good for our customers who are on the edge in forward austere contested environments where they need data center, and whether it be a combat zone or maybe a natural disaster took a base out, they can set this up quickly and have a data center on the edge that's going to withstand an environment that isn't as friendly as a air-conditioned data center somewhere.
One of the things you mentioned in that, Mike, was if this is being deployed in an austere, forward-deployed environment, you mentioned power. Where does the power come from?
Sometimes it's dirty power from a generator. Sometimes they do have actual power available instead of a generator that allows them to get up and running as well.
With that background, Todd, what makes Crystal Group's integrated NAS transit system different from other transit case configurations?
Our system really builds on the high-performance storage with an emphasis on cybersecurity to protect the data in transit and the data at rest. These systems incorporate the foundational building blocks that you need for a CSFC, commercial solution for classified system. We start with FIPS 140-2 SAS solid-state drives that are certified for data encryption and key management. We add to that our ICX-based CommScope rugged switches. The 7450 is an example that we use. It's already NIAP approved with a IP security module to help with data in transit security protection. And then we use AES 256 encryption for things that are needing data at rest security protection, both in a software wrapper from third-party agreements that we have with other suppliers, and also AES 256 encryption on the solid-state drives. In addition to that, we can add physical protection elements such as tamper detection or instant data destruction and key recovery. These additional features are becoming more and more prevalent in the cyber secure space. Overall, these systems meet the NIST and NIAP standards, and it makes it ideal for securing top secret and above data storage protection and data in transit protection.
With that, Todd, can you expand just a little bit on the terms data at rest and data in transit for some of our listeners who might not be familiar with the difference?
So data at rest is all about securing your data when it's stored, not only powered on, but powered off. Previously, a lot of programs would have to protect their data by always having it under lock and key. With new requirements and the right level of security, you can leave that data out as long as it's protected to the proper levels and the customers have the key management and all the security protections in place to open and unlock it. Data in motion protection is about protecting your information as it's moving from one system to the other. You use similar types of encryption, but it's protecting against the bad guys that are looking for your data as it's moving from one application to the other, one security system to another security system.
I think that context is important, again, in understanding the overall value that this transit case has when it's being used in theater. So, Mike, given the scope of the highly sought-after cybersecurity features, I want to go back to your initial description of the general transit case configuration and the ability to customize it to suit specific situations and applications. How can the integrated NAS transit system be adapted while maintaining this level of security?
Well, in addition to the 7450 switch Todd mentioned, which houses the NIAP certified IPsec module from CommScope, is the Crystal Group Force Rugged Server. And we can customize the Force Rugged Server to meet your needs. We have standard drive bays that we have incorporated a lot of other technologies into: network switches, sanitize button, the ability to add other IO that is custom. We can include MIL-CERT connectors and meet strict EMI requirements with that. We use Intel Xeon Scalable processors, which we can scale from a single processor system all the way up to 24 cores on two processors each. Essentially, we can integrate high-speed communication, expanded storage. The choices are endless for how you can configure our servers and what we can do in creating a custom solution for each customer.
It's an impressive combination of customized compute functionality along with those cyber protections, especially when you consider that it's a portable system. So, Todd, as we wrap up today, what, in your opinion, is the most compelling aspect of the integrated NAS transit system for our listeners, for our customers, and for our industry?
Crystal is very flexible to be able to make the configuration that they need to meet their requirements for data at rest security protection or data in transit security protection or the overall program needs to get accredited. And this integrated NAS system represents a good starting place for you to look at as a customer who needs something to protect their data at rest to meet new upcoming data at rest security requirements for programs.
So it's building on known, proven technology, making sure that it's the right level of configuration of power, functionality, cybersecurity for any type of environment, and that also captures the accreditation for success and ease of moving forward. So any additional closing thoughts that either of you would like to make sure that we capture?
Unlike some systems which are piece part designed up from components which may take longer to develop and get certified, Crystal works with partners who already have the clearance and capabilities in their FIPS baseline products and are right at the leading edge of what's available commercially today. We can often have products available with higher capacity and better performance than what may have been fielded last year or the year before.
So that progressive, forward-looking approach, so that when a need arises, it's not how do we figure this out and solve it, we've already got a solution.
Yeah, with capacities that they need today.
Okay. Well, Mike and Todd, I'd like to thank you for your time and this very helpful explanation of Crystal Group's integrated NAS transit system. And of course, thank you to all of our listeners. Remember to subscribe to the Rugged Advantage podcast at crystalrugged.com/podcasts and contact me at info@crystalrugged.com if you have any questions about today's conversation or even a suggestion for a future wrap session. Until next time, have a great day, and I'll wrap with you soon.